Hi, everybody. Well, another day, getting close to the end of the year. Today is Monday, and the last Monday of the year. It's the 28th, I believe, December 28th, 2015. Let's do a clearing for maybe situations over the weekend, if you had any. So here we go, clearing the energy away. Think of one incident, releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And that feels pretty good. And we'll do a clearing for the date. So clearing today's date. So I'll use the word stronger. So to get someone not necessarily stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do the light beam activation. So remember, you want to bring the light beams up. And once they come up, normally your room will get cleared out pretty much during these programs. So if you have any things hiding maybe in your room someplace, and they like to normally hide in corners or dark places, then normally this can help you. Here we go. So activating the light beam or light beams that you have up. You may have more than one naturally. A lot of people, I think, bring up more than one on their screen, or they have extra monitors. So here we go. Bring in the energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And just thinking, if you have, let's say you have three computers around, and you wanted to, maybe you're in your living room with the one computer, or, you know, office, and maybe you have one in your bedroom, just bring the light beam up on one of your computers in the bedroom, and maybe you want to clean out your kitchen, so put another one up if you have, you know, two of them extra. In there during the program here, and once their light beams are up in those rooms, you don't have to be in there. They'll be automatically activated and helping you to clear out the energies. So here we go, more activation, so stronger, bringing in more peace energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke, so we'll see if our co-host is there. Are you out there? And I would imagine.
Yes, Ron. Hello and good evening or good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. I am here. I hope that I'm fully here, fully human, fully present on the now timeline. And if I'm not, I think looking at the beautiful light beings up on my screen will help me get there. So thank you, Ron, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Call with Ron Ametron. If you haven't already been to his wonderful website, it's creationlightship.com, and we're happy you're all here. I have a question, Ron, that I thought of. I think it was Saturday night when you had a wonderful, I don't know, all the shows are wonderful, but Saturday night was so wonderful because in addition to going to the lightship, we got to experience the 12 source energies. And you cleared aliens out, I believe, of our rooms for us before you started. And then tonight you said the light beings will get rid of, you know, things that are in your room. Do you think that, for instance, Saturday night when you said aliens and now we have the light beings up, are they getting rid of both aliens and entities? By that I mean the earth, you know, ghosts that are hanging around, or are they harder to get rid of, or can we kind of feel like our room is really cleared of both?
Typically, I can get rid of the entities in your room, things that were born here, you know. But the aliens may not always leave, okay? So what we'll do is a clearing for aliens, so let's release that energy. And so if any aliens would like to leave the planet, they don't have to go into light if they're afraid of it or don't want to or whatever, but they do have a way to get out. And they would be escorted to their land of darkness, if they like that. And we'll release them now. So here we go, releasing these energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. So this is very similar to the clearing that you'd be doing, which would be that Ed put up, Mr. McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, about the I guess it's freeing trapped aliens, and that's on YouTube. So hopefully the ones that wanted to leave had a chance to leave, and they're gone. Otherwise, they're stuck here. So back to you. They're only stuck here because the ones that brought them here don't want them to leave. So they're also, you know, on this prison planet. So back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. And I want to thank BBS, well, for so many things, but also especially for so quickly posting Saturday night's show. So if you happen to miss it, you can now hear it on the BBS Radio Archive, as you can hear, I guess, almost all the shows. So thank you, BBS, for that. We do appreciate you. And it was wonderful. And thank you, Ron, for clearing the entities and aliens out of our room. So when the light beings come up like that, they're really getting rid of the entities kind of easily, and it's the aliens that are the sticklers.
Yeah, that would be correct, yes. Uh-huh.
And I just want to say that video, or recording rather, that you're referring to is called Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth, and it's on YouTube on Mr. Oxygen's channel. So you're welcome to go to that anytime. But you may also request a recording that a listener made that just, it's a little shorter, but it repeats, and it basically, it leaves my talking out of it. It's all Ron. So it's really good and really helpful to everybody that we're getting rid of aliens. Okay, Ron. So how do we all feel? Do we all, us audience members, feel like we're in the now and heart-centered?
Yeah, everything feels good, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't see any problems there. Everybody feels pretty good. I do feel some emotional energies there of, I don't know what word to use, maybe somebody quarreling, something like that. I can feel some energy from that, from somebody out there listening. Maybe it's more like betrayal, or why did this happen, or something like that. Or I won't say why me, but it's like maybe lack of respect or something. All these things kind of lumped into one. But here we go. Let's clear that energy. And this can also be people's issues that they're dealing with. So here we go. Release, maybe, you know, and it could be, you know, a bad joke on a Christmas present or something, you know.
Right.
So here we go.
Can I just interject, Ron?
Yeah,
can I just interject quickly in case you have any new
listeners?
What you want to do when Ron is doing these healings is have something in mind that happened to you, whatever he just described. If there's something there that pertains to you, maybe it just happened, or maybe it's something from when you were, you know, 6 years old comes back to you. And that's the energy that'll get cleared off for you now.
Okay, great. So here we go. This one will work on the archives three times. All the clearings that we do will work three times, unless I say it won't. So here we go. That's one time for you again, or to maybe find other friends to listen to it. And that's why they work, because you want to show other people that, hey, I got this clearing, I feel great, do you want to try it? And then you put them on, and that's their first time, and it'll be probably your second or third. So here we go. Releasing that energy that I sense out there. So one, two, three, four, five, that's pretty heavy, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. It also feels like appreciation, too. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And, well, this is heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ron, for doing that. Let's just move on. We have a lot of emails, and let me get to them. Somebody wrote in about the Saturday night call, and I know I'm like a broken record on this subject, but I think it's really important to be on that Saturday night show live. All the time, because we go to the light ship, and then this Saturday night was really good. Okay, someone, okay, nope, that's not it. Sorry, folks. Oh, there it is. The 12 source energies. I waited until Monday to write this, as I was really trying to enjoy and hold the peaceful energy and revitalized spirit that I received on Saturday's program when Ron brought in the 12 source energies. Like the co-host described, I was completely serene and tranquil and very relaxed. I also enjoyed the light music in the background during the silences. I would not have minded if Ron concluded the program right after the lightship visit, where I received further healing, so I could have stayed in that space and gone right to sleep. Nevertheless, experiencing the 12 source energies was an unexpected boost and lift. I look forward to the replays on the archives. So that's very nice testimonial. So can you explain, Ron, to us what happened to us as we were, in my case, laying down, experiencing those wonderful 12 source energies?
Yeah, the 12 source energies are what created your spirit and also created the energies of light in your physical body. So you have to look at this maybe not as mental as it sounds, okay? So let's just say that you were on a planet of light somewhere else and you needed to get a life form. Well, that life form would still contain the 12 source energies, and maybe the energies that were on the planet that you were on, we'll say, you know, had certain chemicals and or minerals that you use to make a body. And so even though they're from light too, your initial blueprint would have to be energized by the 12 source energies. And that's what the light beings use also when you go to the light ship. So they find out first what your blueprint is. I could probably talk about that. I haven't done this for a long time. So let's just back up here. So when you go to the light ship, once you first go to the light ship, then you're in a room and, in a sense, you're being scanned to see what type of life form you are. And then from there, they check out your DNA of the body, since we have DNA here, which contains the history of your past and also that created you. So you have a blueprint of how your physical body makeup is. And then along with that, you have all the corrupted DNA causing all the body's problems, which will, at the very end of your life, kill you. So there's kind of two things going on. So what they'll do is they'll look, and we'll say that you go up there and you have a, let's just say a sore throat. And you say, yeah, I have a sore throat, I'd like to have that worked with. Well, what they'll do is go back in time. This is what we're going to be doing. Also, with the body blueprint renewal, because the aliens are and have given you corrupted DNA, and that corrupted DNA is mixing with your new blueprint, which is what you're using each day, we'll say, just to make it simple. We'll say each day you start over again. It's not exactly true, but just kind of thinking when you wake up, you still have the illness that you had the day before? Normally, yes. You know, if you have a broken arm, it'll probably follow you into the next day. So we can just kind of keep it really simple. So what the light beings do, they'll find maybe the time. Maybe you've had the sore throat for 4 or 5 days, and you now requesting to have, you know, your sore throat taken away. So the light beings now will look at your DNA, which is the history which caused your problem, the duality that messed you up. And they'll go back before that time and reinsert the energy to try to heal you, because they can't heal you from anything than what you already have with you. Remember, you are you're always in flux, always living, each day with different creations. So what you're asking for is a new creation of you to be created without your physical problem. So that's all kind of done as you go up and you have your body scanned, and then they have to rematerialize a new spirit for you because your spirit's corrupted. So So on the light ship, you have everything that's perfect. And then, since you're requesting a problem that you have, then they can help to release that by helping you do a healing on it, by bringing in your spirit energy. And then at the same time, you're being bilocated continuously from source energy to here. And so on the light ship, you're always fixed 100% according to what you're asking for. But when you come back down here each time, is your body still corrupted that causes your problem? Well, normally they would be. Otherwise, you wouldn't have your condition. And so now you go back up, say, for the second time, and you say, well, you know, you're up there conversing with the light beings. You go, well, you know, my sore throat felt good for this short amount of time, we'll say. In theory, I'm just kind of talking in general here so you can understand it. And you go, oh, they go, oh, you got it again? Well, you want to work on it again? Well, yeah, I still have it. It's a little better, but I still have it. And then they take it away. Oh, it feels great. And you come back down here again, and all these energetic bodies that you have now get corrupted. They land into you. You go back up to the light ship, and you go, well, I still got my sore throat. The light beings aren't in judgment because each time you go up and request a healing, it's like brand new territory for them, okay, because they're in the now. So it's like the first time you ever saw them. You go, okay, I want another clearing here on my throat. Okay, that happens, and it keeps going on and on and on. And maybe if that energy is strong enough, each time you come back, maybe they'll kind of start to resonate with that energetic body that corrupted you, and the energetic body might get a slight healing, which will eliminate your problem. And that's what happens on the light ship. But you're always conversing with the light beings. And there are people that say, and they're used to having things that they want to know what it's about. So they say, oh, no, I don't want to go any further with my healing. You know, it's 50% better. It's perfectly fine. Down here you go, man, I want to get rid of this thing. Up there they go, you know, I feel so peaceful. It doesn't hurt too bad, you know. Infection, you know, I can deal with part of that. You know, you can stop now. Light being goes, okay, you know, we'll stop the healing on you because this is what you're requesting. And so, you know, that's sort of the way it works. So after the healing sessions, and this is like on Saturday night, you come back, and what is holding on you, what's sticking in a sense, using that term, like, is this going to hold for a long time? Well, once your body catches on to wellness, maybe it might take a few days, and it might go, your body might go, wow, I got rid of that. And now it has a new paradigm, and maybe that energetic body is not going to infiltrate the physical body that much, and you're going to feel great. So that's sort of how it works. And so I don't know exactly what the initial question was. That seems like 10 years ago to me. That's how the healings on the light ship work. And turn it back over to you, Ann. Do you have any questions or anything answered, I wonder?
My question was just what happened to us receiving the 12 source energies, and you went much more deeply into that and explained exactly how our, you know, when we go to the light ship and get cleared. So thank you so much for that, Ron. And you talked about what you just shared with us, the alien DNA and how it corrupts our blueprint. And in the alien to light clearing, which is one of the free healings you gave us, and if you don't have that, you're not going to find it on the website. You have to request it from clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you the link. But within that is a little box with a check. You can put a check in it, remove alien DNA. So I know around the first of this year, you know, when it first turned 2015, which seems like yesterday to me, but here we are almost 2016, you suggested we run those alien to light and clone to light healings on ourselves. So I was running that a lot for myself and, of course, clicking that remove alien DNA. So that is probably a good healing to be kind of partnering with the light beings on to get rid of some of the alien energies in us. Is that right?
Yeah. That's a good suggestion, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we should kind of, I hadn't been focusing on that healing for a while for myself, but maybe we should go back to that, Ron?
Yeah, we could, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So we do have a a testimonial for what you did earlier in the show. Dear Ron, you definitely picked up on my energy. I am experiencing so much emotional turmoil in my life and betrayal by two family members over the past couple of days. I wanted to share the experience, but it was too heavy for me to discuss. Perhaps I will share in the future. I am so thankful to you so very much for Saturday's show and the clearing that you just did. It was a huge release for me. Blessings from a listener. So thank you for that, listener. These days are tough, Ron. Is there any other clearings? Do we need to clear the 24th and 25th perhaps again for people of this month, or is that not relevant anymore?
Yeah, we could do that in case it's hanging on to you. So here we go, the 24th, and I can clear only one incident. So you need to think of one incident that happened on the 24th that I can clear for you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to clear the 25th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I was just thinking since the person had situations that, you know, called in or wrote in or whatever just recently, that you mentioned about the emotional stuff, maybe it's a soul family agenda, you know? What do you think, Ann?
Yeah, I've been running my soul family disconnection through this whole holiday. I love that clearing. I think it's very important. Could we possibly do some kind of sample of that, Ron, or anything for the show?
Well, let's see. There's so much that can go on with your soul family. Think of one of your soul family members that you have, and I'm going to put this over a little bit, change it. But normally they do something to you. So what did you do to somebody that... may have been or may, you know, could be a problem for them that you did accidentally. So here we go. Maybe there's a time in your life going back when you were younger, and maybe your parents' wallet was sticking out, you know, on the table, and you needed to get $5 to do something, so you took out the $5 thinking that, you deserved it. Actually, and one of your parents needed the $5, for maybe a subway fare or something, and they put it in there 2 hours earlier, and now they go to the subway and the $5 is gone, and they don't know what happened to it, and now they maybe suspected you, and that caused problems, or you just feel guilty because they came home and they go, man, I couldn't, go to work today. I didn't have my $5 to get on the subway or something. I'm just throwing a scenario out here. So here we go. So what you did to one of your soul family members that caused them maybe pain or aggravation or something. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you that you gave them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, there we go. So just see if you feel any better. You probably will. Back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. That is so helpful because even when, we don't intend to hurt people, there are so many misunderstandings when things are highly emotional, like they are at the holidays, that probably happens a lot, you hurt people, but you didn't even mean to. You had no idea. Okay, well, thank you for that, Ron. And then I was wondering, we have another holiday coming up this weekend, and we have a lot of announcements actually to make, too, for Creation Lightship things that are coming up. But I was wondering if maybe we need a clearing of if we're having any kind of anticipation of a positive or negative, you know, excitement or fear about the upcoming holidays. You know, I think like Christmas, a lot of people get pressured into New Year's situations with their family and friends. So could we maybe clear some emotionality off of the New Year's coming up?
Yeah, and actually that's one of the, you know, alien abduction days, you know, as they change the whole year. So maybe there'd be less people on the planet. Well, there will be less people. May not be any less bodies, but there will be less humans here.
Mm-hmm. So,
they're going to probably do another major abduction. But they did, and it surprised me because they've been doing it for quite a while. But anyway, maybe there'll be maybe only a few percent humans left, you know. So hopefully everybody that wants to be here, that's human, doesn't get abducted. But, you know, humans party, and that's they could be going to their last party. So here we go. Releasing an energy that you may have dealing with the first of the year or just situations between now and then. Here we go. One, releasing the energy that you can think of here. Remember, we're releasing thought, a thought form from you. So if you're wondering what we're doing and how light, we talk about light and how it's in non-judgment, and then you might say, well, why are you working with thought energies when that's darkness? Well, that's what we released out of you. Didn't have any thoughts, you'd be light. So here we go. One, two, so think of something. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, it's getting worse. One, two, three. Now it's picking up. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's see how everybody's feeling. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, wow. Thank you so much, Ron. Someone just wrote in a question about the light being pictures. When the light beings are on, when the BBS radio show is on, are the light beings activated or not again for peace in the room? I guess she might be wondering if she puts on the light beings after you've done the activation. Are they still activated?
Oh, yes.
Or,
okay. Yeah, the question could be maybe you got them on late. As long as you're on the program, even if you do get in late, they'll still be activated for you.
Okay, and she might also be asking, like, is it a separate activation? Like, you activate them, and then you talked about them bringing peace into your room. But I think it's automatic that when you activate them, they're bringing peace into our rooms, right, Ron, and kind of clearing the rooms out?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
Okay.
It's automatic. Yep.
I hope we understood your question, and you got an answer there. If you didn't, I'm sorry. You can send it in again. Okay. On Friday night, should I keep going, Ron, or did you want to say anything else?
Well, yeah, we'll just keep going as many as we can here.
Okay. On Friday night, we talked about setting intentions for the new year, and. On January 3rd, just to remind everyone, if you don't already know, Ron is having a four-hour call on Sunday, January 3rd at 1 p.m. He's going to be bringing in samples of the upcoming 12 months of 2016, and he suggests that we set intentions for each of the months. And I've been asking, and I'll ask again, if anyone has any ideas for intentions, because we want to be in the moment with our intentions, and we don't want to get into law of attraction and any kind of mental thing. So I just thought we could kind of all help each other to try to come up with 12 really great intentions. So someone wrote in, much to be thankful for the clearings, being grateful for being in the present now. However, a glance backward of 2015, not a comforting, pretty one personally or on the larger scale, like economically and politically. But thank you, Ron. So I guess somebody feels like they're kind of happy to be free of 2015. So that's good. I'm glad that we're moving on for that person and all of us. And we could turn that into an intention, which might be to stay away from the larger scale things. Do you think that's a good idea, Ron?
Possibly. You know, the time seems to be going by so much quicker. You know, you mentioned that before, like we're in December now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't really know that if I didn't have it, you know, on my cell phone, you know. So,
right.
You know, because for me, each day is just another day. But
right.
This kind of keeps track of where you are. But, man, this year has been so quick. And I'm just wondering, you know, what could be the possibility why it's going so fast? Well, one could be maybe the people are being more in the moment. And so you're not hanging on to stuff from the past, which is making it go by quicker. So if you had a lot of traumatic events, then when you look back upon the year, one of those is going to, you know, hang on to you, and you go, oh, man, that was a bad month. And whatever way you stop that timeline, and then you bring the timeline in, and now everything that's associated with the timeline is going to be affecting you. So the more you're in the moment, maybe the quicker time goes by because you're not an alien time any longer. You're just living life. So that's one way to look at it. Another thing is maybe the aliens are doing something with the clones, and the clones are what they're really concentrating on, maybe more than humans, to keep them in alignment with their new programs. And maybe they took away some of the programs of humans so that they're not being connected to time as much as before. So that's another way of looking at it. And, you know, I'm just trying to see anybody, maybe somebody else may have it. I know we have listeners out there who might think of something else. I'd like to know what they're thinking. But that's two possibilities. So back to you.
Well, I feel that the date and clock time feels much faster. But within that, things have slowed down in my life. So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe the aliens are kind of moving things along. But I feel much more peaceful and not rushed and like things are moving at a nice pace.
Very good.
Okay. We have another testimonial and question here. Hi, Ron. Thank you for all your wonderful healing calls. I have been noticing that I feel the energy of the floating magnet room very powerfully. Can you explain what the floating magnets are doing for us? Thanks.
Well, just to make it real simple, what it's doing is realigning your body with the Earth magnetism, number one, okay? Even though you're on the light ship, you're still connected to the Earth as you come back and forth, okay? So let's just say that as you're living here, you have a certain magnetic charge on you. And that's affecting your body. And then automatically when you go to the light ship, that charge is there, but it may not be in sync with your physical body as you're being analyzed, you know, by the light beam. They're saying, hey, wait a minute, this is a little bit off here. Kind of like driving your car, you know, which direction are you going? You know, maybe, you know, you should be going a different direction to feel better. So just kind of keeping it real simple here. And then also the magnets are used to release physical pain out of the body, and that's more than likely what they're doing is realigning your physical body elements with magnetism of the Earth and making it so that everything is maybe either nullified completely or being connected to the proper, magnetic resonance. You could call it even, you know, like the coordinates of the magnetism itself so that your body is realigning itself. It's similar, but not working with magnetism, like when you have the set sequence timing body done, that aligns your spirit with your body. So it's similar, but it's different. But that's what the floating magnet does. It, you know, just to be real simple, what it's going to do is help to release some of the pain in your body as these magnets readjust you in different, whatever you need adjusted. We'll just keep it real simple there. And in the process, when you are in adjustment and wholeness, then the pain goes away. So hopefully you understand that a little bit. So back to you.
Okay, terrific, Ron. Thank you. Interesting that you just mentioned the set sequence timing body because we have a testimonial about it. I look forward to doing this clearing. I've not done it myself yet. Excuse me. But I'll read this testimonial. Hi, Ron. I just did the set sequence timing body healing. Very powerful. I felt instantly energized, lighter, and had a desire to move forward as if some heavy burdens are now gone. Thanks so much for this and all the healings.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, so what's happening is that the darkness energies, which we'll call programs, were connecting, and the person sounds like they were running the darkness programs and losing energy because they're not connected to light. And so the programs are in the way, and I would imagine maybe those programs could also go into the mind from the body. Okay, so your body is out of sync with your spirit, and what's in sync is the verbal communication that you would have, we'll say, inside of your body to your mind to beat you up. So all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, man, I should have done this today. I didn't do it, and I'm a bad person. Shame on me, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know how people think. And then all of a sudden you start going downward in your downward spiral because you don't have any way to come up because you keep having this energy connected to you from your past. So when you do that clearing, all of a sudden everything now is realigned. And even if the thought is there, you're now connected to something else, source energy, which doesn't relate to even any of that stuff. You know, remember, when you bring your past up, then you're going to timeline. So once you get rid of your past, if it's not surfacing and not bothering you, and it's, you know, now below your, say, you know, what you're looking at, your viewpoint of life, then all of a sudden you can be happy. So, if, you know, you can look at people, and you give them some keywords, and they could be happy one second and angry the next by whatever you told them as a keyword that they have that resonates with them. That would be a negative word that they, you know, don't like to hear. And all of a sudden, within a second, their whole personality changes because they're no longer connected to peace. They're now connected to darkness of programs, making that rule their life, and who knows what could happen after that. So, there we go. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you. Okay, I'm going to go on to another message. Hi, Ron. I recently did the emotional whole life clearing, and I'm so grateful for how good I feel. I am especially impressed by how much it affected me physically. When I was looking at your website, I was definitely drawn more to the healings that pertain to the body and health. However, I now understand your advice to start with the emotional healing. It removes so much heaviness. My next healing will be the death barcode removal. Thank you for your website and all the healings.
Yeah, that's good. And don't forget to do the mental. The mental is equally important as the emotional one.
Well, could we have a quick sample of that, perhaps, Ron, of a sample of the mental body clearing?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little switch on this here. I think of, boy, I don't know if you can or not, but just think of something that upset you at Christmas time, maybe the last 5 years, or maybe something else happened a long time ago and is still bothering you, okay? Remember, so this is probably now in your mental program. So here we go. I'm going to release that energy that you're thinking about that's in the mental body. Okay, normally we do emotions. We don't really talk about the mental that much, just that it's need it equally as well. So think of a situation that you had, and now you're going to work on the mental body with that same situation. So here we go. Releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And another way to look at this on the mental body is maybe somebody told you something and now you're afraid to venture off to look at it or to think about it, okay? And, you know, in order for you to get out of a mindset, you need to change the mindset, but you're afraid to change your mindset because it'll bring up something that's negative to you in the mental body. So you just kind of like, I don't want to go there. So that's really not your emotion sometimes. It could be in your mental body. So there we go. Remember, the mental body is sort of, in a sense, a copy of your spirit body. Remember, your spirit body knows everything. Your spirit, I should say, knows everything. And your spirit should be completely integrated with your whole physical body. But the aliens said, no, we can't do that because people will be in peace. We're going to now give them a mental body, which is what you're going to be thinking with. And now your thoughts will be controlling your reality because we can program your thoughts. So that's what I was talking about. So somebody told you you couldn't do this, and you believe them that maybe what you were doing wasn't proper or correct or something, and maybe it was a great thing. But you bought their system. You bought the alien mind control, and you can't manifest with that, because see, your physical body, being your spirit energy, used to be able to do manifestations, but you're using your body to do that as your spirit resonates to your whole body, and now your mental body is resonating with your whole body, and so you're causing a blockage in your physical body caused by your mental body, and your spirit's not going to come to that whatsoever because it's a blockage. So it's another way of looking at what the mental body does. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And did you clear something for us there? I was kind of reading ahead.
Yeah, so I'll do another clearing here also. So here we go. Think of a mental situation of what bothered you. Here we go. So releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, there we go. And let's think of one now that somebody resonated with you with that same situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That would be like your teacher said, you can't do this here. And you go, oh, wow, I can't do that. And then somebody else pipes up and says, no, you can't do that either. So now you got a double whammy. And because two people agree, you think that that's correct, and now that's ruining your life as you get older because you want to do something along those lines. And now that's programmed into your body, and your spirit can't connect to it because now you got extra programs in you keeping you from doing something, and that's the mental body. So back to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you so much, Ron, for that. That was... That's a really good one. I that is a healing I have done, and I really get a lot out of that. Okay, moving on. I just wanted to say also, I mentioned the January 3rd conference call. There's an important one coming up on January 9th. That's a Saturday. It's going to be 3 p.m., last approximately 2.5 hours, and it's Oregon. Oh, I always forget the word. It's not rejuvenation, Ron, that you're calling it. Restoration. That's a $50 call. It is wonderful. It's the second time Ron is doing this for us. It's a lot of healing, a lot of effort on Ron's part. It's extremely generous of him to be really gifting that to us for only $50. So I strongly urge everybody to sign up for that if they can. And you can be absentee on that call. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah, you can be, yes.
Okay. It's better to be live on the call, but it's, or at least be still somewhere, I think you've said,
yeah.
But it's still okay. And just, you know, in general over this, you know, I think people have a lot of stuff still going on. It's still the holiday time. Tomorrow starts Ron's 4 days of healing calls that he does at 5:30 p.m. So those are wonderful to be on, as well as all the radio shows. Keep listening to the radio shows so we can keep everyone informed about what's going on and when, because Ron has a busy few months coming up. He's going to be in L.A. at an expo in February. He's going to be in New York in March, and he's going to be in San Francisco in April. So keep listening, and we'll put out all the details on all those events. Okay, I'm going to go back to the emails now, Ron. Hello, Ron. Thank you for the monthly 8-hour calls, and especially for making us real humans on each one. I can feel myself click in and then have increased energy, clarity, and peace.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about that making us human, Ron, on the 8-hour calls?
Yeah, I started with the expo doing it, and then I thought, well, yeah, I should probably also do it to the people listening, since they may not be going to the expo. So, yeah, that's sort of what happens at the expos, and I have some YouTubes about that. People physically change. They look different. Maybe not, you know, we'll just say they look different, maybe 5%, because they're human. And maybe their skin colors change, their clothes will change, they'll maybe lose some weight, maybe get taller. All different things happen, but they become human. And before that, they're clones. Remember, you're a clone until you become human. And once you know the difference and you go, wow, you know, what have I been missing? Because there's a whole new awareness level that you have about not, you know, knowing that you weren't human, even though everybody tells you that you are. So, you know, it's $20 for one of those calls. Just, you get on the call and try it, you know. it's amazing how people, they hear the words, but the implants go off. They go, oh, I don't know. I'd rather go to someplace else for the $20, you know. And I don't want to, you know, hey, it must be a joke to become human, because I know I'm human because I look human. But no, once you have that session on you know, on the calls, you become human and you go, wow. And now you have to reexamine your whole belief system, what's going on here. Because all of a sudden it puts you into another paradigm, like, geez, aliens are really controlling me, because look what they did to me. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, thank you, Ron. The Earth emotionally clearing, will this help the dizziness and equilibrium unbalanced, as in ears? Can Ron do a healing for dizziness and equilibrium? Many thanks for all the clearings.
Boy, that sounds like it's a pretty rough one. I can see what I can do, but it's probably more than just one particular, you know, 15-second clearing to help you out. There could be, you know, many things going on. But here we go. One, releasing the energy if we can here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see if that helps. Unfortunately, what people think is something like just saying a few words about the condition, that it can be cleared instantly and gone. You know, listen to the archive about the dog bite. It's pretty old, but you realize that there's so many layers of things that need to get cleared typically, because you have all these alien programs on top of each other. And each time you get a program, you can get something else cleared out. But, you know, maybe the program that's causing it, you know, may not even be touched yet. So you need to know that in order to have a clearing, you got to get rid of the energetic body stuff. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We have a testimonial and some questions about the natal barcode clearing. Thank you, Ron, and to the listener who suggested clearing the parcel numbers of our address. I found the numbers right online for most of the places I have lived and have been busy all week clearing them. During the process, I had memories of people and past events. That gave me information of more things to clear, but mostly I felt unburdened and lighter after each clearing. The natal did most of the healing of anything that came up, which is great. I love that healing. And I would add, put everything that you did in that also through the alien keyword intercept. Even though numbers aren't words, I think that'll help. And then a couple of questions, Ron. When I do the New Earth transfer after running the natal barcode clearing, should I enter the subject that I just cleared or enter natal barcode?
I would probably run the subject and then also put natal barcode.
Okay.
Because remember, you're being identified by what you're clearing, okay? And so since you got rid of that particular situation, your resonance then is connected to that part of that energetic body that deals maybe with that subcategory, okay? So you want to list it that way.
So you can write natal barcode, parcel numbers, and address from X place.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Your address. Okay.
Yeah.
And another question about natal barcode. I noticed that I still remember birthdays of people who are no longer in my life. Do these dates need to be cleared on the natal barcode?
Yeah, and they're probably in your life because those people are coming into your body and telling you about that particular date. So you might want to look at that. Maybe you need to do a deceased loved ones clearing on those people, emotional clearing. Because why are you remembering that date? You know, is it needed? You see what I mean? Especially if it's I can see maybe a birth date possibly because you recycle that every year with that person. But are you remembering when they died, you know? And if they died, then why are you remembering that date? Probably because they're using that date to come in on you, to connect to your body, to come into your body. So back to you. And looks like we got about 1 minute to go here.
Oh, okay. Well, there are more things, but we can leave them for Wednesday's show. And again, Wednesday's show is at 7 p.m. on BBS Radio Station 1. I hope you'll all join us there. And the healing call tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. You can find out more information about that on the website. I think I made all the announcements during the show. So maybe since we're near ending, Ron, let's use the time for maybe another quick healing and the mind to heart drop.
Okay.
Is there another, I don't know what sample. How about, since I was coughing, how about a throat clearing?
Okay, so here we go. Let's get rid of alien critters out of your throat. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do the mind to heart drop now. So command in your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart like an elevator dropping down. And we're going to count from 10 to 1 and do it 3 times, and that will commence the energies to work with your spirit, telling it what to do. So here we go. Taking these thoughts. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.